Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice to naughty here.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani, coming at you on the Hostile Zone yet another night right here on iHeartRadio. Welcome to the show. Miss Bianca C-S-E-A is not with us this evening, but no need to worry. She's right here on the wall behind us, smiling in on the show. She will be with us again for the next episode. Welcome to the show, folks. I hope everybody had a lovely Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and whatever else you may celebrate. We took a little break for the holiday, but we are back at it, folks. We are here for you again, ready for a 2025 year. Let's bring in 2025 with a ring. So, again, welcome to the Hostile Zone. You know you're a host of a star-studded event like the Golden Globes, where the stakes are high and the spotlight is hotter than ever. Nikki Glaser took the stage, microphone in hand, and turned out to be her own personal battleground. Now, some are calling her brave. Maybe not. That's up for you to decide. But others are calling her reckless. That's what we're going to dive into here today. Let's unpack this a little bit. Either way, the gloves were off. She had to fist up Mike Tyson style, maybe even little Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson style, whatever way you want to go with that. And Hollywood is reeling over what happened at this event. So tonight, we're going to dissect this. We're going to break this in, and we're going to talk about the jokes. We're going to talk about the fallout, and we're going to talk about the bigger question. And here really is the question. As we come in to 2025, folks, where is comedy going? Where are we going with comedy in 2025? Is comedy now going too far? Or is comedy now going to a level far beyond ever before? You know, comedy is supposed to be a point for you to take in sometimes issues, topics, various different things, and it's an outlet for you to vent. It's an outlet to make light of a situation that otherwise would be stressful. Situations that maybe make people unhappy, make people stressed out, upset, depressed, nervous, any host of adjectives and emotions that you may think you might be having, people have. And comedy, a lot of times, is a tool to navigate through tough times. A lot of times, you know, people make comedic jokes and they're making light of a situation. I know in law enforcement, firefighting, medical, EMS, doctors, nurses, they make jokes a lot of times about situations, patients, et cetera, not because they're making fun of the situation or the patient or whatever it is that they're dealing with. They're discussing it in a joke to lighten the situation, to make people be less, you know, nervous, upset about it. So sometimes people see that to be in bad judgment, in bad taste, or if you will. But that is, I guess, like anything, is defined by the user, the listener, the viewer. And that's what we're going to discuss here. Did she go too far? Do comedians sometimes go too far? I mean, everybody enjoys a good joke. Some, you know, whether it be off-color jokes, when I mean, you know, jokes that are of an adult nature. But a joke is a joke. But when it hurts somebody, and maybe sometimes a joke is meant for a certain group of people, but when you are on a main stage at an awards event that is widely watched industry-wide by a lot of people on several networks, you have to ask yourself, what are you saying? Who are you going to offend? And are you going to affect the outcome of people's lives? This is now what she discussed here, and we're going to get into it into more detail, talking about P. Diddy and the case. That is an active case. So maybe it's not the most appropriate, in my opinion, to talk about things like that when there's an open case and people's lives are at risk and the freedom of people's lives and people who have been abused or assaulted. You know, but it's for you to decide as the user or the viewer. But truly, the question is, folks, has comedy gone too far? And that really is what we're going to talk about. Or is it doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing? Now, the fact that we're talking about it here on the show tonight, it created a visceral response by a lot of people. We're talking about it because a lot of people talked about it and they are upset, or some people shrugged their shoulder, duck, you know, water off a duck's back or whatnot. But either way, it created a visceral response. So is it telling the truth? But no matter what, it gets uncomfortable. So let's break it down. But before we move forward, folks, as always, we got to get to the relevant, famous quote of the day. Relevant, famous quote of the day is, the role of an artist, the role of an artist is to disturb the comfortable and the comfort, to disturb the comfort and the comfortable to be disturbed. The role of an artist is to disturb the comfortable and to comfort the disturbed. Hear that. Caesar Cruz, great quote. So here it is. It is to make those comfortable uncomfortable and those comfortable uncomfortable. Bottom line. So is that what she did at this event? Let's talk about it. The monologue that shook Hollywood. The sharpest joke targeted Sean Diddy Combs, referencing his legal troubles. We all know what's going on with Sean Combs. If you don't know, check back to our previous shows. We broke it down in detail about the case. We're going to discuss it more in the future. I also discussed it on my other show, Eric A. Sinati Unplugged. We broke it down there, where we're going to get more into the legal aspect of it and some of the other governmental pieces that are going on with that. But when she was discussing Sean Combs' legal troubles, the immediate reaction from the people were laughter, maybe uncomfortable laughter, I don't know, gasps, people like, oh Lord, but covering their mouth, like, I can't believe that was just said, or people just not knowing how to respond at all. I mean, what say you, folks? Did you listen? Did you watch? Or maybe now, after hearing us on iHeart tonight in your car, or if you're watching this at home, you're saying to yourself, what was really discussed? Maybe you're going to have to go and check it out. But the bottom line is, it's been trending hard for 24 hours. So here's the question. Did Nikki push comedy too far with her no-holds-barred approach? Or was it brutally honest and maybe what Hollywood needed to really hear? What did Hollywood need to hear? I mean, it is a very risque topic. It is a current pending legal dilemma. So I would say the jury's still out, but there's no jury yet. He has yet to actually see the inside of a courtroom other than to discuss bail and jail accommodations, etc. But he has not had his day in court. So, and there are victims out there. There are lots of victims, maybe more victims than we even know of. So, maybe a lot of those people are listening. How about people that were in the audience or at home listening to this? Nonetheless, folks, it was maybe no holds barred, but I'm sure it pulled back a scab for a lot of people. You know, another fact you have to keep in your mind, people are, whether they are involved in this or not, people were affected by this. People are affected by this. So if they were trying to get past it and move on with their lives, maybe some specific victims, let's say, and they're trying to move on with their life and trying to repair whatever it is that they're emotionally beat up over, or, anything that they're doing with, they might be in therapy, they might be dealing with it in other manners, whatever way they're dealing with it. But now the scab was ripped off. Here it is again. We're now starting 2025 with this situation. And now it's right into the limelight. Now, if I was Sean Combs and his attorney, maybe this would not be exactly what he would want to be going on in the media at a major event. We're talking a major event here that everybody's watching. You're talking people all over the world, country in the world, watching that, specifically the country, because the country of where this took place, this is your potential jury pool. The people that heard this joke are your potential jury pool. How do you want them to feel about this situation? You want them, you don't want to, here on the Hostile Zone and on Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, we don't try cases in the media. We're not going to try them on the show. We're going to talk facts. We're going to talk what is important to you as the American citizen, as to for the viewer and the listener. We're going to, that's what we're going to discuss. We're not going to give opinion on whether or not there's guilt involved, whether or not anything. But when you're doing this kind of thing, are you crossing the line and you're now potentially tainting the jury pool? Now, maybe you're not tainting it by providing information or trying to get those individuals to get a different opinion, but you are kind of gaslighting the situation, as people might say now. If that's going to be a 2025 term anymore, I don't know. It was a previous term. Maybe there'll be a new one for 25, but either way, you are charging a situation up. You are getting people amped up. And if this is going to end up in front of a jury and into the courtroom or wherever it might, you know, as it progresses through the legal system, you're talking about people hearing this joke and hearing this entire banter that took place, then that is getting people emotionally charged. You know, you have to keep that in mind. So, you know, it's not for me here. I'm your humble correspondent. I'm just talking to you. We're talking here together. If this is, you know, what happened and how it affected some people, but we can't really speak to who it particularly affected. We can't speak to what it will do in the long run. The long run, people might get hurt, emotionally hurt. We're not talking physical, folks. Emotionally hurt. We might be dusting up wounds again that people might have been trying to heal. You know, it is probably not productive for the legal team. It's really not productive for anybody. That is just a statement. Now, whether you thought it was humorous or not is not the case here. It is, what is the perception? And I see this as a bigger situation. I see this as a bigger situation. I see this as exactly what I said in the beginning. Is comedy going too far? How far are they going? What is appropriate? What is appropriate now in 2025 was definitely not appropriate in 2000 and was not appropriate in 1990, definitely not appropriate in 1960 and 1950. And you could go back generationally. Now, granted, our community, our society advances and changes, and people see things differently through a different lens. Social media, the internet, the easy access of information, and the inability for people to, I don't want to say censor, but you know, the old 3 second, 5 second delay in live TV and live radio, with the internet and recordings so easily available, you know, you can't kind of make things go away like used to happen. So people are seeing things more raw and in your face than they did before. And that's what we have to wonder. Are we getting to a point where it's not productive anymore? Was this kind of thing actually making people feel more comfortable? I speculate no. I speculate that the people that were at this event and watching this awards event were not already upset or charged by the situation where they needed a joke to lighten it. Now, mind you, when I mentioned police, fire, EMS, the medical field, doctors and nurses, when jokes are made in that world, it is generally after a situation that occurred where people are very stressed, very emotionally charged and upset, and a joke sometimes off color, be it not, or whatever it is, sometimes lightens the mood and changes the direction of where people's brains are going. You want to get psychological, people might be falling into a tunnel of a bad moment over a situation, and sometimes an off-color kind of crude joke, and generally somebody is the butt of that joke, and especially in public safety, police, fire, military, EMS, it's usually the victim that is the butt of the joke, or the offender or somebody. And it's not meant for public consumption to the world. It's meant for the internal people that are experiencing a high traumatic, high stress situation. And that might not seem appropriate to outsiders, but those people that are inside at that moment, it is appropriate. It helps lighten the mood. So folks, we're going to unpack this as we keep going here, but you need to think what is appropriate for you. Also, as we talk, the Hostile Zone is a family-friendly show. So you have to ask yourself, children were at home. People, you know, no matter what age they might be watching the awards, you're assuming when you're watching, you know, a Hollywood awards program on regular TV, that it's going to be good-hearted and fun. But as we see it, as time is going on, there's so much inappropriate things going on TV and on the radio. You know, you have to ask yourself now, do you really want your children engrossed in this? But sadly, you can't really make that decision anymore because, again, with the rapid fire of information and the easy access to listen, watch, go back and find information easily, there's really no filter anymore. So who is the filter? We can't rely on TV and radio to be the filter anymore. The real question is, you at home need to be the filter for you and your family, because you can't rely on the 3-second delay and pushing the button and making things, you know, a buzzer to overdo from hearing it. Because when it's done and said, it's streamed everywhere. It's out there. You can't take it back. This is what we have to think about. So the legacy of ruthless hosting is really a standard that is kind of what they've been doing. The Golden Globes, this is what they do. This is what they do. But is it too far? And that's really where we really need to talk about. In historical context, they always make jokes. Somebody is always the butt of a joke. But when someone's the butt of the joke, are you actually hurting people with something so visceral? This is a visceral conversation. This creates a visceral response. If you are the victim who's been sexually assaulted, human trafficked, sex trafficked, whatever it might be, date rape, drug, whatever might have occurred, you now with these jokes, you're now literally hitting those people. You're not making light of a situation amongst a small group of people to help people cope. That's the whole point of a joke, to cope. You know, not in my notes here, but here's something I learned a long time ago from a former supervisor that I had years ago. People would make a joke and he would say, many of serious things, many of true things are said in jest. Many true things are said in jest. People make jokes, but they really mean it. And that is really where you got to ask yourself, was this actually a real statement? Was she serious? Is this a serious thing? Or is it just nonsense? That's for you to decide. But ask the people that are involved, that are emotionally charged over this, how they felt about it. And are you, the viewer, consuming this by accepting it and consuming it? Are you, us, everybody, who's not speaking up about it, are we saying, yes, this is okay? Are we at a point in our society in 2025 that it's acceptable to make jokes broadly with a broad brush about people's lives when it comes to human trafficking, rape, sexual assault, child abuse? All of these things are not, I mean, they're not something to laugh about. You know, again, many things said in jest are serious. You have to ask yourself, we're at a crossroads. Where are we going forward? Is it going to get worse? Who's hurt from this? Where are we going to go? Folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to go back a short message. We're going to see you back in a minute.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. So, Eric A. Sonati, The Hostile Zone, right here on your iHeart dial, coming at you as always. Right before this little short break, we were talking about, has comedy gone too far? Making jokes about serious nature are sometimes appropriate, but on a broad brush scope, maybe not. Sometimes in a small group of people to defuse and make lighter of an emotionally charged situation to avoid people from falling into a rabbit hole may be acceptable. On a broad base like this was done, you have to ask yourself, is it appropriate? But even more so, are even award shows relevant anymore? Are they irrelevant? I don't know. Or are they relevant? And are comedians really the main attraction? Granted, people come in that the MC, the person that's MCing the event, the comedian that's opening it up, you know, granted, there was always little jokes and stuff like that. But people are tuning into the award show because they're looking to see who won what, who has performed well this year, what maybe individual artist has done well, what production has done well, what show, etc. But is it relevant anymore? Does anybody really care? Do we as Americans care really what Hollywood says? Do you really care? I mean, it is entertainment. I think that some people forget this might be your career as an actor, actress, whatever it might be, producer, you know, comedian, whatever it is. But what is your job? What is your role? Your role is an entertainer. So without the audience dialed into you, what relevance do you have as an entertainer? Again, keyword, entertainer. What is the relevance? So people might be tuning in, but really, you are providing a service to the viewer and the listener. It's not about you, the actor, actress, or comedian. It's not about you. You went into a career to provide a service. You are a service worker, okay? I'm a service worker to people that are listening to me right now, people that are watching me. I'm working for you. You're tuning in to listen to me or watch me for entertainment purposes. If I just rattled on about nonsense that was important to me, I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. Granted, this is a career that I've chosen, and I'm lucky enough and honored enough that you're tuned in to listen and watch me on a nightly, weekly basis. And I thank you for that. But if I don't provide you content that you want to consume, you don't come back. I become irrelevant. This is where we have to ask the question, are these things even relevant anymore? Let's look at the numbers here. Divided audience. So with this particular incident, 56% supported her comedy as fearless truth-telling. 44% called it unnecessary and cruel. Now, I'm going to put a little preface on this here. 56% supported it. But of that 56%, how many of those people were entertainers themselves? How many of those people are vile and cruel people that speak cruel and vile things in general, and they're part of the Hollywood cabal? Yes, I called it a cabal. Are they part of that cabal? Or are they part of the people that are actually consuming the content? With a large number of 44% saying it was cruel and unnecessary, I want to believe, and I want, at least I feel, that that is probably the real number we should be looking at. That is basically just about half of the people. And majority of those people probably were your John Q. Public, your consumer, the people that you are providing entertainment for? Did they truly find it entertaining to make fun of and poke fun and degrade people who are wrapped up into some very serious and disgusting situations? I don't find any joke on that. I don't think that the people that were listening or watching that needed a joke to lighten a situation. There was probably no need to even bring this up at all. See, a joke when you're talking in other aspects where people joke over things when they're stressed out and you're trying to make light of a situation. Well, that is when people are actively engaged in a very high stress, uncomfortable situation. So they're already engaged in it and they might be emotionally falling into a rabbit hole and it might need a joke to pull them out. But at this event, this is supposed to be an awards event for the consumers, for the viewers and listeners. Yes, we're highlighting the triumphs and the victories of the entertainers. But again, without people tuning in, without people buying and renting and watching their movies, streaming their movies, their music, and whatever form of entertainment it might be, what relevant purpose is it at all? You can be, anybody can sit there in front of a camera and do whatever, but if nobody's on the other end taking in your content, what's the purpose? So you got to ask yourself, why did they need to go that route? Why did she need to do this? There's plenty of other things to make jokes about. I'm sure the people that tuned into this really didn't want to talk about that. They truly wanted to be entertained. I don't find that to be entertaining. Personally, I don't think it was entertaining. I don't think making fun of somebody else's worst moment of their life is a moment for somebody to put on national TV and radio to be denigrating them. I don't find that to be of any value. If I was a sponsor for that show, if I was a commercial airing in that, I might reconsider, if I was a company, I might want to reconsider being involved with this particular entertainer and be involved even with an award show in the future, because they're unscripted and they seem to say and do whatever they want. And we all know that Hollywood loves to rattle off at the mouth and say all these things, not really realizing that they're hurting other people along the way, because everybody is so self-absorbed on how wonderful they are, how wonderful their work has been. How about the people that might have been touched by the work that truly was done? You know, I was watching last night a movie. I watched Karate Kid, the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio. That movie, as a child, that movie was impactful to me as a child. It meant something. It still does. I watched it again for the millionth time again last night. That I'm the consumer. That's what I want to see. I don't really want to hear other nonsense involved. So was this the most appropriate time to make this? Now, if you want to do that type of comedy and you're that type of vulgar person and you want to denigrate people and make the worst moment of some people's lives, and you know what? Let's put it real. Sean Combs is innocent until proven guilty, folks. Sean Diddy Combs is innocent until proven guilty. Let's get that very clear, all right? He has not been tried by a jury. He has not gone through the system like that yet. He has not had his moment in front of a court, in front of a judge. So we cannot crucify him in the sense of public, you know, in the court of public scrutiny. We don't know the facts of this case. We know what the media has given us. We know what the government has spoke about. And we all know you can't trust the government. Let's just look at recent events. The government lies. Let's get real. They lie. So looking at this joke and this whole comedy routine, you have the victims that might have suffered and did suffer, if they did, whatever. I don't know the inner workings and the details. Then you also have Sean Combs, who's sitting in a jail cell right now, awaiting his day in court. He's entitled that day. Again, we have the United States Constitution. He has a right to be heard. He has a right to confront his accuser. He also has a right to be heard by a jury of his peers. So knowing all of that, is it the most appropriate to make jokes about him sitting in a jail cell awaiting his day in front of court and people that are claiming that they have been abused? Not appropriate. You know, then you got celebrities coming out to defend her actions, you know, like Jennifer Lawrence. She defended her, you know, in saying that, you know, that it was okay. It was tasteless. I don't understand how where that comes into play here. If I was anybody, if I was Jennifer Lawrence or anybody else, I probably wouldn't even speak at all. Not commenting on what she said or what her opinion is, I would distance myself at all costs. Why get involved? Why put yourself into a contentious battle that you don't need to be in? You, as an entertainer, are an entertainer. I think they forget this. We have to reiterate the word entertainer. You're here to entertain people. You're not here to give commentary. You're not here to give fact. Nobody cares what your opinion is. Nobody cares who you vote for. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. They just want you to entertain. Hollywood seems to forget that they entertain. So if I was some of these people, I would keep my mouth shut and stay out of it. I'm not even particularly commenting on what was said. I'm talking about the situation here. So before somebody says that I am commenting too, I'm not. I'm not giving any specificity as to what was said. I'm not giving any opinion onto what was said. I'm merely stating that it's inappropriate in general to engage in this type of behavior because you're here to entertain. Now, if you like this sort of comedy, dark comedy, then go to a comedy show where you pay to go to the comedy show. And the comedy show is rated R or whatever. And people paid for tickets and there's an age group to be there. And people made a conscientious decision to go see somebody who's vulgar and who has dark comedy. If you enjoy dark comedy, there's nothing wrong with dark comedy if you enjoy that. But when you're at an award show, it's supposed to be allegedly family friendly, not so friendly to families when you're making jokes about sex trafficking and, you know, even somebody locked up who didn't get to spend holidays with their family and they're on suicide watch in a federal, jail awaiting trial. I don't know if that's really appropriate. So you got to ask yourself lots of things. But does the division reflect a culture clash between old school Hollywood and today's more vocal, diverse audience? And that's kind of where we were saying before. At what point, when you go back to 50s, 60s, and then I mentioned 90s, and then 2000, have we watched progressively that Hollywood has just gone off the rails? That nothing is sacred anymore. Everything is acceptable to be a joke. And you have to ask yourself, when you're watching an alleged family-friendly event on regular TV where anybody can tune in, there's no age restriction with that. It's on regular TV. If it's you're tuning in expecting something else, but then you go back and you're looking at this, it's not rated R. And that's where I was going before we had the tech issue there. Kind of got me off mark there. Apologize for that, folks. When you're paying for that, and that's happening, you know that it's rated R. You know what you're getting. But when you are going into a family-friendly event and you're looking for an award ceremony where they're going to celebrate somebody that's done wonderful in a movie or a play or any kind of entertainment, again, like I said, Karate Kid, these things that people are tuning in because some of these movies and shows meant something to these people. People relate to TV shows. Why do we watch movies and certain TV shows? Because we relate to them. Again, entertainers and the consuming public. That's what you're paying attention to. So if you're not tuning in for vulgar, dark comedy that should be rated R otherwise, you're now messing with the system. How about the whole cancer culture versus free speech? Comedians walk a fine line. Comedians walk a fine line. And it is a very tough business because some of the funniest things are vulgar. We all make jokes about it. I mean, this is what happens. People make jokes. But there's a fine line of what went too far. Expression can cause cancellation. Now, is the fallout from this going to cancel her? Maybe so. I suspect, and this is just my speculation, my hypothesis on this, I think some sponsors may pull back. And if I were certain sponsors, I might consider that, especially when you have a brand and your brand is represented by that entertainer. When you sponsor a show and you want a sponsorship or you buy a commercial space during a particular show or event, those entertainers in that event and that show are representing your brand, because whatever brand you may hold, your association with the things that they are saying in that event is directly affecting their brand, the brand of the people that are doing the sponsorship and running ads. They have to ask themselves, do they want to be entangled with this? Is there going to be a cancellation? I think there might be. But the key is, where is the difference between free speech and what is then too far? I'm all for the Constitution, folks. You know that. But there's a time and a place for everything. The Constitution is freedom of speech. But at the same time, you can't run into a building and scream fire. That is criminal. You're putting people's lives at risk. You can't just do what you want to do. Yes, you have free speech, but there are times that are appropriate. And then, granted, you might have the freedom to say what you like. Now, when you're on a regular television show, you have to deal with the FCC, as I do as well. You deal with the FCC, there are fines for things you say. They do regulate what you can and can't do. If we recall back to the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, they paid a heavy cost for the wardrobe malfunction because that was on live TV everywhere. That is something that should be looked at here. Now, maybe that Super Bowl incident with the wardrobe truly was a malfunction, but they still paid a price for that. This was clearly a voluntary comedian making voluntary jokes that she clearly wrote and was prepared to say. She made a conscientious decision to say the things she said. And you, as the consumer, didn't make a conscientious decision to listen to that. You were subject to it. You could not tune out. It was already there. You were stuck with it. It's lamented in your brain. It's lamented in your children's brain who heard that. Explain that to your children. Is she going to go and come out and explain to children that this is not something to joke about? Human trafficking and sex trafficking is not a joke. This is a serious thing. It is something that's happening in this country, and it needs to stop. People are profiteering from the misery of others, and that is atrocious. So, again, controversy, cancellation. Behind the scenes, there are jokes. People talk. It's acceptable. But not in a public spectrum. With that, folks, we're going to take a break. Come right back after that message.
Hello, this is Eric A. Sinati from the syndicated show The Hostile Zone on iHeartRadio. Listen up, because this will change your travel. If you're dreaming of your next getaway, you need to know about Expedia Group. This isn't just another travel site. It's your all-in-one solution for planning the perfect trip. Expedia Group owns some of the biggest names in travel, like Expedia, Hotels.com, Vrbo, Travelocity, and more. They offer the best deals on flights, hotels, car rentals, and even cruises, all in one place. So don't waste time hopping from site to site. Go straight to Expedia Group, where your journey begins. Stay safe out there, folks. This is Eric A. Sinati signing off. Safe travels.
Welcome back. Eric A. Sinati, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. Right before the break, we went and we were talking about what is too far. Now, what I find interesting about this particular evening, Nikki later made a joke regarding Ben Affleck and his multiple relationships, etc. Again, I'm not going to comment on what was said. If you want to know what was talked about, go back and do the research. But what I find to be fascinating and what is key to talk about right now, that whatever was said with regard to Ben Affleck was later cut. They cut that from it. Why did they not cut the P. Diddy stuff? What was said about Ben Affleck? Relationship jokes, and that was considered no good? Or was it that Ben Affleck is a powerhouse still within the Hollywood world where he had the power to say, I don't like that, take it out. But P. Diddy, sitting in a federal jail awaiting federal trial, and the victims who were hurt and abused during this process, they don't have a voice. P. Diddy doesn't have a voice right now. So they didn't cut that out. I asked you, folks out there, do you think Ben Affleck said, I don't want that said about me? And they took it out because he's a powerhouse and he has the power to do that. And he has the voice and the money to back it up. And maybe P. Diddy doesn't right now because of his situation. And the victims clearly don't have the money. They don't have the money and the power to tell Hollywood and to tell the production team, I want this taken out. You as the consumer should say, take it out. But that's for you to make that decision. When jokes get edited out, does it weaken the comedian's message? Is it really? I mean, nobody really cares what a comedian says. Let's be real. Their opinion is worthless to me, you, and the guy on the street. Nobody cares. You're there for the entertainment factor. So nobody really cares. So why would they edit out one for somebody and leave something else in? Unless if they totally wanted to gaslight the situation. And am I right now discussing this on my show on iHeart? Am I giving more credence to the situation? Now, I didn't say anything specific of what was said, so I'm not giving credence in that sense, but I'm assisting in giving it publicity. I'm giving it clickbait. I'm giving it the weight to carry on. But at the same time, I feel that I need to report that to you because somebody needs to say what needs to be said. So it's a double-edged sword. I mean, either way, it's not a good thing for anybody, but it needs to be talked about. Nonetheless, it is an alarming situation. And is comedy taking things to a level it shouldn't be at? I think so. I think a lot of you would agree. Email in thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com or eric@ericandrewsonati.com or eric@thehostilezone.com. Let us know. What are your thoughts? What say you? I think it was wrong timing, not the right venue, wrong place, wrong time. If you want dark humor, R-rated humor, buy a ticket to an event where somebody who does dark, off-color, vulgar jokes and go enjoy it. It's America. You have the right to enjoy. As long as nobody, you're not buying illegal content, you're not, somebody's not being hurt on what it is you're consuming, but there is an appropriate venue, time and place for that. I just don't think on national TV for an award ceremony where people are tuning in to champion and see the victories of their best entertainer, it's not the time to do that. But anyway, I digress. Summary and conclusion, and then I'm going to make an announcement. But summary and conclusion. So the Golden Globes performance has truly left Hollywood polarized. Whether they're polarized because they are completely disgusted by what was said and how it was handled, or polarized by, hey, I can do what I want. Now, granted, there is a freedom of expression as an entertainer, and that's okay. But when your expression as an entertainer is invoking on other people's freedoms, other people's emotional well-being, when it's invoking on somebody's criminal case that's currently pending in the court system, is it really comedy? Or are you just a vulgar person profiteering off of the misery and pain of others? That's what you got to ask yourself. Personally, Nikki, I think that was disgusting. I don't think it was appropriate. Family-friendly show. It's an award ceremony. We don't want to hear about P. Diddy. It's not the time or the place. The people listening to that want to enjoy entertainers to be entertained, There's nothing entertaining about making a joke and jokes about people who are sex trafficked. And even, again, P. Diddy is innocent until proven guilty by a jury of his peers in a court of law within the United States. He's innocent until otherwise said by the court and the jury. So is it appropriate? No, it's not appropriate. Let's not do it. The truth is, comedy is often a mirror that we hold up to society. It truly is. It's the mirror of society. What we allow a comedian and our entertainers to do is what we're allowing to happen in our society. You may not want to hear that, folks. You may not. And maybe it's the dark truth that I'm giving you right now. Sonati's giving you the dark truth. You allowed that. We allow that. What message are we sending to everybody else? What message are we sending to young people and people in that are looking at sex trafficking and they're thinking it's the most terrible thing in the world, which it is terrible. Making light of it on a public stage is a mirror of society, and society needs to look back and say, what are we accepting? Where have we come? 2025. Would this have been acceptable in 1955? Would it have been acceptable in 1985? 1995? Would it have been? I don't know. I don't think so. What say you? Whether you laughed or cringed, a lot of times people laugh and whatever, but they're cringing inside. What else do you do? A lot of times when things are uncomfortable, people laugh because you don't know what else to do. You don't want to truly express your emotions to everybody, so you laugh. But inside, you said, I cannot believe that was just said or done. I personally feel sorry, and not sorry, I feel empathy for victims of sex trafficking and victims who had to listen to such atrocities being spoken about on a public show. Personally, I think it's disgusting. The conversation that started isn't ending anytime soon. We're not the only people that are going to talk about this. It's going to be talked about. It's going to be broken down and discussed in a lot of other venues. It's not over here. But anyway, folks, call to action. Sonati's call to action. As always, on the Hostile Zone, 360, 365. Keep your head on a swivel. 180 forward, 180 backwards. For those that are not mathematicians, that's 160. And there's 365 days in a year. So your head needs to be in all directions at all times, 365 days a year, because danger doesn't take a day off. Neither should you. So next time you hear a joke that makes you uncomfortable, ask yourself, is it because it's wrong or because it's too real? Is it wrong or is it because it's just too real and it's visceral and it's pulling a scab off and hurting a lot of people? Let us know your thoughts. Get me at TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, any of those other places. Stay sharp. Always pay attention. And, you know, folks, I say thank you because without you, the show is nothing. But remember, comedy is subjective, but the conversations it spark can lead to much bigger things. So those vulgar jokes that were made led to a conversation today talking about how it is inappropriate. It'll lead to conversations to you in the car if you're driving, listening, or you're watching at home. It's sparking a thought. Talk about it. Talk about it. Think about it. Ask yourself, is this what you want for the future of America, for the future of your families? I don't think so. I know I don't. I highly doubt my listeners are tuning in for that. Closing out with the historical quote of the day. A joke is a very serious thing. A joke is a very serious thing. Similar to what I said, I heard from a supervisor a long time ago, that many things said in a jest are true. People make jokes, but they mean it. Winston Churchill, a joke is a very serious thing. Now, Kerry, are you with us there, my executive producer? I'm going to close you out with the funny joke. Right? Are you ready, Kerry?
Yes.
All right, I got you. Why don't comedians trust Hollywood?
Why don't comedians what?
Always trust Hollywood.
You know, Karen? I can't even come up with something good about that.
Ah, come on. Because they're always getting ready to cut them off. They're always getting ready to cut them off. So anyway, in the last few minutes here, Kerry, stay on with me here, okay? For the last few minutes, folks, we got about 3 minutes left or so, 4 minutes. Big announcement, folks. We are in the next, it's actually ready to go now, but we're tying final loose ends program-wise. Kerry, we're ready. We're going to launch it. Sanati Nation Radio. That's right, folks. Sanati Nation Radio, the newest iHeart channel, is now going live this month. So you can have Sanati on the 24-hour cycle right in your car. And it's going to include the best commentary from me, other entertainers, other talk show hosts. We're going to have music. We're going to have talk shows, music. We're going to have a whole host of things. If you want to have suggestions, let us know, folks. Sanati Nation Radio. What do you think, Kerry? What do they want to know?
I can't wait to get started. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of work. Sanati Nation Radio, CNR. Right on your iHeart dial. Going to be on TuneIn as well and all the other ones. And every show, I will still be on my on regular shows right here on primetime as well. But Sanati Nation Radio will also have additional shows. We have a lineup of shows coming on that are going to be thought-provoking, fun, enjoyable. We're going to have top of the news every day. We're going to have a short news at the top of the hour. We're going to have a daily news program. What does it carry? 22 or 28 minutes of the most impactful news every day and then a brief every hour, right? Is that what we're doing, I think?
The newscast is 30 minutes, but
30 minutes.
Five of it's commercials, so be 20, okay. 22.
Yeah, 22 minutes, roughly, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the major headline stories that are important to our listeners in the car or wherever they might be. And then we're going to have music, right? And it's going to be a wide range of music, folks. So if you have requests, we're going to be having a call-in number. You can email in. You can hit us on social media, and you can request songs. You can do shout-outs like you used to do back in the day. If you have a secret admirer, you have a long-lost love, you're going to be able to do that right here on iHeart. You're going to be able, everybody will hear it everywhere. We're going to have all kinds of music from rock to some hip-hop and rap to everything. I mean, there's really pretty much nothing we're not going to do. We want to channel it down. If you are out there and you're listening, okay, if you are out there and you're listening and you want to help and give us some ideas, we want to hear it. Eric@ericandrewsanati.com or eric@thehostilezone.com. Reach out and let us know what you'd like. Maybe we can do different hours for different kinds of music. And the shows will all be available during a time slot, plus they will be available to be download in your favorite podcast platform, folks. So not only are you going to get it live on iHeart, but you're going to be able to listen to every single show on all your downloads, Spotify and everywhere else. Whatever your download favorite podcast provider is, every show will be there. All of our lineup. And folks, we have an exciting lineup of shows. If you're a sponsor, if you want to run ads, reach out. Eric@thehostilezone.com or Eric@ericandrewsanati.com. We will be putting out additional information for the phone number for the radio station. It is a full service 24-hour radio station for you folks. Sanati Nation. That's right. Sanati Nation coming at you. That's for you, from me to you, from Kerry to you. We thank you. We have come far from one show to from the Hostile Zone to Eric A. Sanati Unplugged to Sanati Nation Radio, folks. We've done it. Thank you. I thank everybody out there. God bless America. Kerry, any word before we sign out?
Nope. Just looking forward to all the new adventures.
That's it. If you want a sponsor, reach out. You want to run advertising, reach out. We're looking for some late night, maybe some people that want to do commercials late night or additional services. Reach out if you have anything you want. If you have ideas, we want to hear from you. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Catch us in. Check Hostile Zone every Monday night on iHeart. Catch us on the FM dial every night of the week, 99.9 KKTC FM. Check us out on Thursday night. Come back here, not the Hostile Zone, but come back to iHeart right here on BBS for Eric A. Sanati Unplugged. Don't go anywhere. Miss Bianca is going to take us out with Pride honor and glory. God bless America. Thank you, folks. Looking forward to a 2025 bright year. Sonati Nation, baby. How are you going to close out the show?
Well, by singing the national anthem a cappella, of course.
Give it to us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight flash gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the red we won, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And it's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star